Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 19th chapter, reading verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man there named Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of this, his holy word. So hopefully this story about Zacchaeus is somewhat familiar to you. It is almost a Sunday school staple. Who learned about Zacchaeus in Sunday school? More importantly, who knows the song? All right, we got to do this. Ready? "Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree, for the Lord he wanted to see. And when the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said, 'Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today.'" Excellent, excellent. Good singing and good hand motions. So the story about Zacchaeus, he's a chief tax collector, and he's curious about Jesus. He's heard about this person named Jesus, and he knows he's coming, so he wants to take a look at him. Now, the only problem is that he is height challenged. And he can't see over the crowd. So he climbs a nearby sycamore tree to get a better look. Jesus sees him, tells him to come on down because he wants to have a party at his house. And Zacchaeus accepts Jesus and makes restitution for all that he has cheated while collecting taxes. Now, this is a very familiar story, and there are many, many lessons that we could take and learn from this. Today, I would like to talk about maybe an obscure view of the story of Zacchaeus. I would like us to consider the sycamore tree. So, sycamore trees can grow to be about 75 to 100 feet tall, and they spread out almost as much. Their trunks can be up to about 10 feet in diameter. The bark has a camouflage pattern comprised of gray-brown outer bark, and the thing about it is it peels off. Bushers in your front yard. Is there one? Yeah. You got one at your house?
We did, in the parsonage. That's why Jesus
told me that going to cut that thing down. So the bark peels off, and it's a little bit slippery or hard to get up it. But Zacchaeus was determined, so he made his way up that tree in order to see Jesus. And doggone it, how convenient was it that there was a tree right where Zacchaeus needed it in order for him to climb up and see Jesus. What a wonderful coincidence. How many times in our lives was what we needed available at just that right moment? When we're facing a sudden situation that we had not planned for, perhaps did not have resources available to us, but somehow things just worked out. Suddenly we had the time, we had the finances, and we had the support to handle whatever was needed. We have a word in Christianity that is used to describe things like this, and that word is serendipity. The occurrence and the development of events by chance in a happy or beneficial way. So it was serendipitous, which is your $20 word for the day. It was serendipitous for Zacchaeus to find that tree so that he could climb up and that he could see Jesus. What if that sycamore tree hadn't been there? What if Zacchaeus wouldn't have been able to see above the crowd? More than likely, Jesus probably wouldn't have seen him, told him to come down because he wanted to stay at his house that night. Zacchaeus' conversion would never have happened. Our Sunday school experience wouldn't have been as rich because we wouldn't have had the song about Zacchaeus. Oh, the horrors. Now, sycamore trees grow about 2 feet a year. So, in order for that tree to grow to be 75 to 100 feet in height, it takes about 35 to 50 years in order to do that. Now, that's not to say that Zacchaeus' sycamore tree was that old or was that tall. However, it was tall enough so that he could see Jesus over the crowd. So I think it would be pretty safe to say that God had planned for Jesus to meet Zacchaeus, and that he got that tree growing, and it was the right height for Zacchaeus to see Jesus. In the same way, God sets the wheels in motion, if you will, so that those serendipitous moments happen in our lives. People are born. Things happen that prepare the way for God to act in our lives. If my father had not been born on September 22nd, 1935, to Harry and Florence Moore, and my mother had not been born on June 6th, 1940, to Faye and Florence Moore, no relation, I wouldn't be here. If my dad's sister, my aunt Barbara, had not been born on December 6, 1943, my dad and my mom would have never met. And I definitely would not be here. If a man named James McFarland and his wife Anne hadn't created a scholarship fund when they did, I wouldn't have been its second recipient from when I graduated from high school, and college would have been a little harder to afford. If Brian and Sylvia Atkinson had never had a little girl on December the 6th, 1967, I wouldn't have Holly as my wife. And we, in turn, wouldn't have our wonderful son, Ethan. We can all think of moments in our lives kind of like this, where what was required was started by God long before they were ever needed. We are asked to trust God in all things, and sometimes it is very, very tough. It's very tough. Doubt slips into our minds. The odds just seem to be so unfavorable. And hope seems to leave us. And yet, things work out. And things to get resolved. Many times, things get resolved by people and things that have long been there and which God brings together at just that right moment. There are times during a church's life where things look a bit grim. Membership is down. There are just enough finances to keep the church going, and hope seems to be in short supply. Sound a little bit familiar? Just like we need to trust God in our personal lives, we need to trust God in the life of our church. We need to trust that God has what is needed in place, or at least in the works that He will bring together at that right moment to accomplish His will. Our congregation needs to have the faith, the trust, and the courage to continue moving forward and not be stagnant. We need to keep moving forward so that we can reach the time and we can reach the place that God has anointed for something good to happen. There is a tree that grows in our lives that represents God's providence in our lives. We need to remember it and its reminder to trusting God in our lives. There is a tree that grows in Pulaski that represents God's providence in the life of First Christian Church. We need to remember it is there and its reminder to trust in God in the life of our church. Amen.